I'll be interested to hear what Brother Ted has to say. I'm going to tell you, when there's an earthquake or there's a bad storm, I always think God's in it. And I always think that he's speaking to me or speaking to somebody. But, you know, the one thing about it, that anytime something like that's going on and I know about it, I'm talking to him. So for me, he's always in it. And I'm always wondering if it's something he's trying to tell me. But, you know, he tries to tell me something every day. And well, I probably listen to my husband as much. But, you know, just pray for me and pray for each other that, you know, that we will hear what God wants us to hear and that we will listen. Our lives would be so much more simple.
Just suppose God searched through heaven, couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed, that could buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would belong. I'm so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. Although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me," I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From these hands, oh, the nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would belong. Then forever my soul would belong.